So, I know you wondering, what he going to talk about? What he going to talk about women? He going to talk junk about women? If you're a woman, you definitely thinking that. Here we go. I've heard this all before. He's going to bash women. He's going to be critical to women. And if you're a guy on the other hand, you're like, yes, yes, this is my favorite jam. Turn it up. But anyway, man, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. A happy woman. A happy woman. The reason why I'm making this podcast a happy woman is because I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't know if it's just me manifesting the people that I'm manifesting in my life and they turn out to be the way that I'm thinking about them. Or is it actually some big wave or phenomenon that we are experiencing now in modern day times? I don't know which one is correct, you know. But I know from my experience, you know, being a life coach and talking to thousands of people throughout my career, running into people randomly on the streets, hearing conversations over the phone of other people, receiving emails, receiving comments all throughout the day. I can proudly say that meeting a truly happy woman, and this might be the same for men, because I know a lot of women going to reverse it around because they want to create leverage. And this is why I want to tackle this topic, because I've noticed this thing going around and it's very, very psychological. This is a psychological issue that we're facing in these times that we're living in. It's very, very psychological, okay? There are some really deep buried previous past life traumas and things of that nature, or childhood traumas that have been, just kind of like smooth it out like icing on top of a cake, and nobody wants to talk about what's on the inside of this, what seems to be looking good, cake. And we're living in times of the awakening. You can agree with me, right? This is the awakening. All right. So the awakening, it means that people's eyes are opening to the truth. Okay. Let's just face it. People's eyes are opening to all the truth. Okay, we're seeing the truth about social media. We're seeing the truth about government. We're seeing the truth about politics. We're seeing the truth about the government. We're seeing the truth about men. We're seeing the truth about women. And this awakening, what is it? What's it doing? Is it's revealing things for their true nature. That's what it's really doing. And no longer can things hide in the dark anymore. Okay, so if you're a really awakened soul, or you consider yourself spiritual, then you will get to a point to where you start to see everybody for who they are. You know, you'll know if somebody's really happy or not right upon meeting them. You'll just feel it. You'll just see through, straight through it with the spirit of discernment. They can't hide it, no matter how hard they laugh, no matter how big their smile is. I don't give a damn if they got all veneers in their teeth. You're going to be able to know whether or not they're happy with their veneers or not, because you have the spirit of discernment and you are awakened. You are enlightened. And me being an enlightened person, I see so many women who are not happy, literally, who are not happy. And like I said, it's just that over time, I guess that most women have been taught to cover up their flaws and to cover up their pain with, you know, and cover up their insecurities with garments and bells and whistles and earrings and weaves and makeups and BBLs and BBMs and BBCs and 1, 2, 3s, you know. I guess the women nature have been taught to hide who they truly are, because that's not ladylike. When it's truly, really the opposite of that. It's like, if you a lady, then you would heal yourself. You would check yourself. You feel me? And I personally feel like women who hide behind all of this mask and all of this stuff that they have out here for women, I really feel like they're just not real with themselves. And, you know, I just really feel like a lot of women live lives of deception to where it's like you step outside and you're a whole freaking costume and you expect to attract your true divine soulmate, but you're not attracting your soulmate. You're attracting somebody who's attracted to your costume. And then when you take the costume off, when you take all the bells and the whistles and the trinkets off and you expose who you truly are, it's all of a sudden, it's a surprise now when the guy is not attracted to you anymore. He starts sleeping with somebody else or he starts to mess with another woman. Okay, am I right or am I wrong, folks? You literally had to deceive him to receive him in the first place. I'm going to say it again. I mean, you literally had to deceive him to receive him in the first place. And then when you received him, you exposed him to who you truly are. And now you're mad because he doesn't like your true nature. When you should have been wearing your true nature or being your true divine self from the very get-go. If you was truly happy with yourself, you don't have to hide anything. And this is why so many of y'all like me, because I'm truly happy with myself. I don't have to hide anything. I'm real. In other words, I don't give a fuck about what nobody thinks about me because I know me. Okay, I know who I am. And this is who I am. You feel me? But there are not any, it's like all the millionaires in the world is at a 1% ratio. You know, it's like, there's 1% millionaires and billionaires in the world, especially in 2024. The economy is out of control. Inflation is on the rise and things like that. It's really like, I've yet to run into a millionaire and he's my friend. You know what I mean? I don't even have a millionaire friend. I see him on YouTube and posting videos and things like that, but I don't have millionaire friends. Like, I don't have a billionaire friend. I've never had a billionaire friend. Okay? So I know that that is like in the 1%. Bracket. So it's the same with happy women nowadays. Just, it's not a lot of happy women, man. And the reason why I say that is just how women treat me upon meeting me. Like, I don't know if you're a guy listening to this, but I'm pretty sure you can relate. But you know, when most women meet a wholesome dude, he's decent. You know, I consider myself decent. You know, positive energy. It's like this automatic rudeness to him. Just because he's a good guy. Just because he's polite. Just because he carries himself with confidence. It's like this automatic sassiness. This automatic rudeness. This automatic, you know, these playing these games. It's just automatic, straight to the games. And you don't even know this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, this girl hit me up tonight. That's not the reason why I'm making this podcast, but I mean, I've experienced it numerous times throughout my life. But this girl hit me up tonight who I've contacted one time before. She's contacted me one time before. You know, a little boom, boom, wow, wow. Hey, how you doing? Bye type of stuff. But she hit me up tonight and was like, I saw your video today, Trent, and I just wanted to know if everything's all right. And so, and this was in my DM on Instagram. So in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, why didn't you leave that in the comment section? You know, I'm like, so I sent a message back like, did you write the same thing in the comment section? You know what I mean? But I already know what the whole motive is behind why she sent the message. You feel me? Guys, y'all understand. But women is still going to come up with an excuse as to why we are always wrong when we speak the truth for some strange reason. Because like I said, it's hard to find a happy woman. And so, you know, I told her, she continues to go on and she's like, well, you know, I'm a big fan and I always watch your videos. And, I don't really speak a lot of English like that. Now she's writing English perfectly fine. I mean, fellas, she's using the long-term words like intermediate, like translation. She's like, I use a translator. She spelled translator out right. She's like, you know, I'm an intermediate learner in English, but I'm sitting here thinking. So I sent her a message back like, so you mean to tell me you watch my American English videos and you're sending me English through a DM, a paragraph full of English through DM, right? But for some strange reason, it's hard for you to understand me now, since I'm telling you that you should have left that on the comment section. And see, this is the type of things that, you know, guys just get annoyed with. It's so freaking frustrating, and it doesn't qualify or prove that this is a happy woman. You know what I mean? Because this is when the manipulation starts, the psychological mind game starts, you know, the wordplay. And ain't nobody got time for all that shit, especially if you just meeting somebody off the first time. And so, like, while I'm talking to her, you know, as I'm talking to her on the DM, because I'm saying to myself, like, I'm about to quit this conversation. I already know what she's trying to do. She's trying to basically manipulate me into, like, talking to her by saying something about that she's concerned about one of the videos that I uploaded. And I understand she's trying to be nice. But in all actuality, that is the most dumbest, for lack of terms, that is the most dumbest, the most manipulative way to start a conversation with somebody you don't even talk to on a regular basis. You feel me? So I'm looking on her DM. You know how you go to somebody's page and be looking at their page and their pictures and stuff while you're talking to them in the DM? So I'm looking at all her beautiful pictures, and I'm just like, wow. I mean, I done came to her page like twice in the past, but I don't really remember her having so many pictures of her face up. And so she had like 30 pictures of her own selfies, of like selfies of, she's a pretty girl, Brazilian, long hair, light skin, don't even look good, just she's pretty, long black hair, Brazilian, you can imagine, black eyebrows, light skin, pretty white teeth. And she had like 30 pictures up, right? Now I'm still talking to her in the DM, you know. And we're just kind of like going back and forth. I'm filling her out. I already know what her motives are, and I'm not liking it because she's not a happy woman. You know, she's more like stuck on herself type woman, but still trying to get my attention, mad still because I'm not chasing her type of woman. She got them type of vibes. And so as I'm talking to her in a DM with just like back and forth talk, you know what I'm saying? Filling each other out talk. I noticed some of her pictures started to get deleted on her page. Like, it went down to, like, from 30 pictures to, like, 10 pictures. Then it went from, like, 10 pictures to, like, 7 pictures. Then it went from, at the end of the conversation in the DM, then it would look back on her page again. Now she got, like, 4 pictures. So I'm already thinking, I'm thinking to myself as I'm wrapping this conversation up with her, because she's starting to annoy me now in the messages anyway, like, because she's just, it's like she's playing mind games. So, like, I get turned off a little bit. And so I'm sitting there looking at her page, and I'm just noticing, I'm like, wow. So basically, she really contacted me with a motive. She had all these pictures up to show how beautiful she is, right? Okay? And then as she starts to talk to me, and she has my attention now, she deletes all her pictures back down to like 4 pictures. You feel me? I noticed it, but I didn't say nothing to her because I ended up blocking her because she was just turning me off. But these are the things that I'm talking about. There's not a lot of happy women. Now, if you was a happy woman, if you was a truly happy woman, you won't have to play games with nobody. You won't have to manipulate a man. You won't even need attention from other men. You won't need attention from women. If you are truly a positive, God spirit-filled woman, just full of the real spirit. I don't know about this thing they out here talking about. I'm not gonna say that, but a lot of people run around and think they really happy, but they not. You know what I mean? I know a happy woman when I see one. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a lot of women are not happy, and they're taking their past hurts and failures out on the next guy that they try to holler at, and they treat him like, you know, like the girl treated me. They treating him like he's some type of puppy dog, and you know, and if she's trying to, it's like how you try to manipulate a little puppy dog to do what you wanted to do in order for him to get a bone. And it's just like they don't think that nobody can see through it. But when you are awakened soul, when you are enlightened consciousness, it's like, I know you're not a happy woman because I see how you're trying to get me to react towards you. Because you're afraid to be yourself. You're insecure about yourself, but yet you live this life behind a profile, or you live this fake life behind a pretty face and a long hair, and you live this fake life behind sunglasses and big lips, or you know, or long weave and long micro braids. You live this fake life behind what you deem people would respect or expect happiness to look like, but deep down inside you're not happy. And then you run into a man who you think can match your happiness, and you scare him away because you're afraid of exposing who you really are, and you have to manipulate him to really like be on your frequency because you're at a low vibration. And then next thing you know, he gone because you're not really a happy woman. You see what I'm saying? Don't that sound like a lot? Like, when you're not a happy person, it's just so much that you try to do to try to please people. And it's just, it doesn't work anymore in 2024. We're living in the age of great awakening. You understand? This means that everything is being exposed. So a lot of things that these girls have done through the years, these seduction ways and this Jazzy Bell shit, and, you know, eye candy and all that shit don't work no more. It's out the door. You know, I mean, you got guys nowadays that see girls booty dancing and they not even attracted to it no more, because it's just like, it's so common, it's such a norm that it ain't nothing unique. You know what I mean? You know, every woman walks around, they say they pretty. I'm pretty, I'm pretty, I'm cute, I'm sexy, I'm pretty, I'm pretty. It's so common. Pretty girls are so common that guys ain't even attracted to pretty girls anymore, because they used to it. They used to the same old girl, just think she's just the hottest thing smoking. She's always the perfect angel. She's never slept with nobody, or if she did sleep with somebody, it was 18 months ago. You know, the lies, the manipulation, the gaslighting, the perfect angel role. I don't do nothing. I've never done nothing. I've never cheated. I've never slept with nobody, none of my friends, men. Like, it's over. It's up. Nobody's falling for the games anymore. Where are the real, true, happy women? A real, true, happy man can do it. A man can come up and set up and tell you, yeah, you know, I had that girl. I had that girl. I had that girl. I had that girl. That girl. And, you know, everybody going to call him a player, a hoe, or whatever the case may be. But guess what? He happy with himself. He can, at least he can expose her what he really did versus lie and try to butter you up like a so-called wannabe happy woman do. And like I said, this is where I believe women are being judged right now. Or not, I don't even say judged, but they're being exposed by the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't nothing but God, because everything comes to an end. And so to be a happy woman nowadays, it's about being real with yourself, first of all. You know, it's also about stop being a people's pleaser. Stop acting like you got to please friends and please the gram and please people with your image. It ain't about that no more. It's either you a happy spirited person, meaning you happy in your soul, in your own consciousness. You happy with yourself. You love yourself deeply in the inside. Okay. You love your flaws. You're not afraid to show your flaws. Okay. You're not afraid to have your big nose versus going and get a doctor to circumcise it. You're not afraid to have no damn eyebrows instead of drawing it on with a damn colored pencil. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, like we trying to look for the real happy women. You feel me? A happy woman make people feel good. She ain't no threat. You feel me? She not a threat. She truly happy. Now, if that girl was truly happy that sent me that DM tonight, if she was truly happy, I would have responded and matched her happiness. We'll probably still be talking now. If she was truly happy. It's simple. Hey, Trent, how you doing? I just want to let you know, I liked the video today, and I got concerned about you and whatever, but, you know, I know you're good, but I just want to let you know, are you single? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it real. I figured you were, but don't take this wrong. I mean, but, you know, I got a little crush. Fellas, you know, this is how it's supposed to go, fellas. But this is why women are so angry and so sad, because they're not happy. And so, you know, I don't want to mess up anything that you got going in your life, but I just want to put it out there. I know I'm never send you a DM or anything like that. I know I should have left a comment on the video. This is probably rude, but I just want to let you know that, whenever you have free time, I would love to get to know you more. Now, that's a happy woman. And I would have said, thank you. Thank you. I'm definitely going to keep you in mind. I'm going to think about that. You know, I'm going to think. And chances are, I was probably going to hit her back tomorrow. Chances are. But see, they can't do that. They can't do that because they need to heal. And fellas, this is another thing that girls like to do. Boy, they love to flip it on you. When they see, if you're an ambitious guy, right? I've had it happen to me plenty of times. If you're an ambitious guy, you're on your path, your own God-given path. You feel me? You're doing your thing. You got your shit together. You rolling, bro. Or whatever it is that you're doing a good job of it. If you meet a woman that's not happy with herself, when you meet her, or if you after you take her out on a date, or if you're talking to her in the conversation, or and she like you, like, low-key, but she don't really have you yet, beware, bro. They will start to try to gaslight you, and they will start to say things like, you're broken. You're brokenhearted. You need to heal. Somebody hurt you. You're in pain. You need to pray. Or they'll say things like, I'm going to pray for you. God has a plan for you. They will say all of this stuff because they want to make themselves feel good, because they're not a happy woman. Okay, they want to make themselves feel, since they're so miserable because they don't have you and they don't have what they want from you, and you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not giving them the love or the passion or the attention that they need or the commitment that they desire. That's when they'll start to gaslight you, because they're not a happy woman, and they'll basically damn near run you away. Dang. And they'll basically run you away, bro. They'll basically run you away, bro, because they are not happy, bro. And women too. Women, y'all can learn from this too if you listening. This is what non-happy women act like. These are the behaviors of non-happy women. And like I said, you probably say, well, what, Trent, you need to change the way you think or change the way you act. Maybe you attract a happy woman. I'm a happy woman. I know some women listen to me now. I'm a happy woman. And see, that's the thing with y'all. Like, none of y'all take accountability for y'all problems, man. Like, if you have a problem, just say, all right, baby, I'm just letting you know, baby, I have a problem with this, baby. I get angry when you go outside at 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I'm sorry. I know you're the man. I love you to death, but baby, it really frustrates me when you rub my feet. It really frustrates me, you know. But instead, a non-happy woman would rather lie. A non-happy woman would rather live a lie, would rather live a facade, would rather live a fake life. You know what I'm saying? Just like Princess Diana. Princess Diana wasn't happy. I don't care what nobody said. If you know Princess Diana's spirit, if you're a spirit reading person, you'll know that Princess Diana was not happy with Prince Charles. That was the whole reason why she was going through what she was going through, okay, in that relationship. People like Princess Diana because she had a really happy spirit. Now she was a naturally happy person, all right? She was a naturally happy woman. You could see it in her eyes. You could see it in her spirit. You could see it in her behavior. She didn't give a damn about being a damn princess or nothing like that. They picked her. Why? Because she was happy. And you know, they picked her to be with Charles, and Charles picked her, whatever, to be his princess, because she was a naturally happy person. She had the spirit of God, if you ask me, and they didn't have it. And they was using her for an image. They was using her for a look, because they know she was highly attractive, because she had a good, happy spirit naturally, and everybody desired it. You feel me? And in the relationship she had with him, you can tell they wasn't really getting it in like that. They wasn't truly happy. They were barely even touching each other. She didn't like him because he wasn't for her. He was using her for her image and for his own selfish gain, for the family royalty or whatever, to make them all look good because she's the most gorgeous, the most angelic looking princess woman there is. And you know what I'm saying? And that, basically what I'm saying is, when you meet a happy woman, there's nothing that she hides. She's going to tell you, she's going to express her feelings without aggression. She's going to look sad, even though she's not. She's going to look sad when she's sad instead of acting like she's happy. Instead of smiling, you know how some chicks, they smile and they, ladies, y'all know how some chicks, they smile and grin in your face, but they really hate you. That's not a happy woman that's doing that. If a woman don't really like you, she won't smile. Not unless she in the public eye or something, in the media around or something like that. But like, it's very fake and phony to act like you really like somebody, but then you really don't. It's the most fake and the phony shit ever. And a lot of women that are not happy, they do that because they have been programmed to do that. Because, again, it has been programmed on most women to be a certain way in society and to hide and cover up your truest, darkest flaws. You feel me? And every woman has to walk around and pretend like she's a happy lady. Okay? On the contrary, every guy, if a guy try to pretend to be happy, you feel me? If a guy pretend to be happy, then he ain't real. Or if a guy act sad and express his feelings, then he's considered weak. You see how these programs have mentally brainwashed people? Like if a man starts expressing himself to a woman and start telling his feelings to a woman like women supposed to express to men, that women gonna lose faith in him. If she's not a happy woman. But a happy woman would like her man to express his deepest thoughts and his innermost, darkest feelings or his struggles with her. But see, in our modern day society, most of the women who are not happy are programmed to be fake and to smile even though they are not happy. And even when they see their man not happy, okay, they are programmed to not like their man because he's not happy, because he's not buying into her fakeness. You see what I'm saying? It's all a big ass game, man. And this is why I say a happy woman is a virtuous woman. She hard to find. You damn near gotta pray to God a million times to find one of them type of women nowadays. They just don't come like that, because it's just like most of them all got some type of dark secrets, and they can't defeat the programming of the matrix in order to be a happy woman, even though she's sad. You feel me? If that makes any sense. Or they can't be a woman who shows you that she's really sad, but she really wants to be happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing for a woman to come up like this. You got to understand, if you're a woman, you know how much it'll make a man feel good to, if you just came to him and said, you know, baby, I really like you. You look good. You a handsome man. But I just want to let you know, I'm not really happy with myself. He gonna say, well, first of all, you have showed him humiliation. Then you're gonna say, you know, I'm not pleased with my life right now, and I just really don't want to seem desperate or nothing, but I'm really trying so hard to get my stuff together because I really like you, and I know I'm probably not at the par yet with you, but if you would work with me, that would be awesome if you could just work with me, please. If he says yes, which he probably will, then you good. You got yourself a future husband. If you say no, then that might not have been the guy for you. But 9 times out of 10, if you a real woman and you trying to be happy and you not really happy like that yet, and you are able to express that with a man, you got yourself a husband, girl. But see, how many of y'all can lower your fakeness? How many of y'all can take off your wig? How many of y'all can rock your natural hair and let everybody in the world know your hair is not that long like you trying to act like it is, and you put on these hats and shit and try to make it nobody see all the damn the line of symmetry on the front of your forehead where the hair start. Like, let's keep it real, man. I'm not trying to look down on nobody. I'm a real person. And if you are afraid to hear what I got to say, then you just another phony. You another fake. And like I said, this message is not to bash women. I'm actually trying to awaken women. I'm actually trying to awaken women to their true potential of what men really want. Not even men. What your spirit is yearning for is to be free and to be open about yourself. But if you continue to hide, if you continue to gaslight people and to reverse psychology on people when you feel like people is coming at you because you're always hiding because you're taught you're a lady and you're supposed to always show fake happiness, you're always going to hate me. You're always going to hate men. You're always going to hate the truth because you're just so used to being phony and fake because you got to keep up with the Kardashians. Okay, a happy woman is a woman who's happy. She's naturally happy, dude. Like, you cannot miss her. You'll see her walking in the park, bro. She has the most highest level of energy, the biggest aura. She could care less if guys come up to her and ask her for a number. She looks at that as a compliment. She might tell them, no, I got a man. Because I'm pretty sure she'll have a man if she that happy. You feel me? Because any woman that's happy, she's going to naturally attract the man of her dreams. He's going to come to her. It ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. You feel me? But most women who are not happy, it's going to be very hard for them to run into a Prince Charming or Mr. Right and he get down on one knee and he marry her. It's going to be very, very difficult. Okay? It's going to be very difficult. So face your demons. Look yourself in the mirror. Know that trend's on your side. Trend is trying to enlighten you. And just know that you don't always have to be like this. Okay? You don't always have to be unhappy and hide it. Tell people. Get help. Call me. Book a session with me if you have to. I done talked to plenty of women and enlighten them. This is my job. I'm a life coach. I'm not here to gas you up. I'm not here to say, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You go, queen. Queen. Get him, queen. Get queen. No, I'm here to tell you that you're far from a queen, okay? And you're far from happiness. But there is still hope. You could be happy if you be real with yourself, okay? It's not my happiness that we're trying to get to. It's your happiness. I'm happy. I'm not afraid to show my flaws. I do it every day on YouTube. Y'all see me, I got naps in my head some days. Y'all see boogers in my nose. Y'all see crumbs on my mustache after I just got through eating. Y'all see my lips be chapped. I ain't afraid, but you afraid, okay? Come from behind your mask, face your demons, come into your true divine nature and love it and wear it. And I guarantee you, you will become a happy, virtuous woman that will attract the exact way you feel about yourself. And that's true happiness. You'll attract true happiness in your life. You'll attract the man that see you for who you truly are, not for who you deceive him to think that you are. It's your big bro Tran, man. I'm out.